Okay, today's lunch filling this was Chaim Luz from Shania Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israeli from Anachem and Moshe Bischus for Shlaim Chaim Moshe and Malka and Ben Sarmi and Bracha Sar Malka Bischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simin Reish Gimel. We're up to Sif Beis, actually coming into a very, very negative topic when it comes to brachas. So over here we started really talking about vegetables or fruits from the ground. So far, Chaber started, we said last week, is that fruits from the ground, we make a Bayri Pri Hadama. So let's start with Sif Beis. Whoever's not muted, if you can please mute. I'm getting a drop of background. So Sif Beis, says the Mechaber, Al Hatutim, which is berries. And we're going to see this is just the starting point of the sugya, but berries, hagdalim besneh, that grow on a bush, is bayir pri adama. Well, we all know that that blueberries are ha'etz. Most other berries, just for the general halacha, almost all berries are adama, blueberries ha'etz, but we'll have to get into it. Why, what's the difference? What, in general, what will classify something as adama versus a ha'etz? What will classify something as ha'etz? So, says the Ramah. Now, before we read the Ramah, the Baragol over here on the side says that this Ramah actually is a Ramah really to Sif Gimel. So, but since the Mishabura talks about it, let's for a moment just read Sif Gimel. It's very short. Al ha maziyosh. Okay, now maziyosh is bananas. So Mechaber says that on bananas you make a bayrei pri ha'adama. Okay, now says the Ramah. Okay, so again, as the Baragol says, this Ramah is a really should have been after those few words of the next sif. So why the loy mikre eitz? What is considered a tree? Okay, so that's going to be the fundamental question that's going to come to all when we're going to run into any fruits that are sort of fruits of the ground. Are they ha'etz or a hadama? We have to determine, are they classified as a tree or are they classified not as a tree? So what, and this has nothing to do with the scientific interpretation of something, this has to do with halachic interpretation. So the Ramah starts giving us some of that basis. Ella, shemaitzi olav me etzai, it comes, branches come out of the main trunk. Avama shemaitzi, That is considered an eitz. Okay, so apple tree, you have the trunk growing, the branches come out of there. From those branches, there are leaves, and from those leaves, you have flowers. From the blossoms, and from those blossoms, you have fruit. That is what's considered a tree. Avma shemoitzi olav mishrushov. Okay, that the branches just come from the roots. Loimikri eitz. That is not considered a tree. Bahani, these bananas cave in the kolav eitz of legamri b'chayrev. In the winter, what happens to the trunk? It just completely dies and falls off. V'hada parach mishrashav, and now a new shoot, a new branch comes out of its roots. Mevarchanala v'yir pri adama. So the Ramah tells us this starting point of what is the difference between a tree and a something that would be more fall under the category of a pri adama. Pri adama is something that you don't have necessarily branches coming off the trunk and the trunk stays there all year, but they what classified this as a hadama? Because the trunk, the branch that the fruit comes from, dies every year and a new one comes out. That is considered a hadama. We'll see that there's other things that would also make a fruit into a hadama. So let's see the Mishabur on this. Alatutum agnelum beses, these berries. So what kind of berries is the Mechaber talking about? Chikarin mulber, that is mulberries, or malinus, which is raspberries. So the Mechaber's talking, Mishabur tells us, Mechaber's talking about mulberries and raspberries. The yesh mina mulberry shegdelim be'ilon. He says, however, he warns us there are some mulberries that grow in a tree. Those bushes or trees have the classic characteristics of a tree, and therefore you make an eitz. The chen malinus, the raspberries, shalonu gamkein, yedua shegedelim be'ilan, shemeskai, mishana l'shana, not our raspberries, but their raspberries, grew in a tree that lasted from year to year. Mevarchan olav bayir pri eitz, and therefore would be a bayir pri eitz. Again, those are not our kind of berries. Now, shtein nitzel, what's shtein nitzel? So these are walnuts that grew in the forest. They were sort of wild-grown walnuts. Says the Mishabura, it needs to be analyzed. They're really not that good for eating only after you cook them. They're really similar to these berries that used to grow on the Adasim tree, which are not really that good to eat. You cook them, they become edible. It's not similar to the fruits that would grow on a bush, that grows on a tree, that we call bar b'eitz. So let's say they're not similar to blueberries, because the truth is that these blueberries, they stay on the tree, and they ripen, they become very, very good and delicious to eat. Therefore, since it meets the classic characteristic of a tree, meaning it has a trunk, it has branches, has the fruit grow, and the trunk and the branches don't die every year. Comes the winter, they may stop bearing leaves and fruit, but comes the next season, they regrow, and not regrow the tree, the leaves come out again, and the fruit starts coming out again. These, however, if you let them ripen on the tree, they're not going to be edible. These are barely edible as is, and therefore, he says, they would be a bayir pri adama. They don't have the chashivos of a pri. So really, when you think about it, Mishabura really gave us another item over here, another characteristic. A, they got to be meet the characteristics that the tree survives year to year, and not that the trunk of the tree dies every year. But B, they have to be something that you grow them for, and they ripen on the tree, or even if you wouldn't grow them, they grow wildly, but when they ripen on the tree, they're toiv l'machel. So it's another item that the Mishabura tells us in order to classify as an adama. Now, shemaitzi olav me'etzai, so the branches come off the tree. Yesh al piria shem priates. Those are priates. Ach, af me'etz hu givol dak, even if it's a very thin trunk, but that would still be considered a tree. However, the bananas, the color, eitz of upri shekayrin, now, so therefore, those were adam, upri shekayrin broim baron. Now, broim barons are blackberries, right? The erpet, right? I'm not sure what erpet is. That's how I'm going to promote your abidi varachal of bayer pre-eitz. The Magen Avraham holds you should make a bayir pri eitz. Shekena anof miskayim yamim rabim, because there the branches last for a long time. Vishakol pire, when you take the fruit off, hada asime oisei anof ma atzmai. The new fruit comes out of the same branch. Uperis, now we'll see why not everybody agrees with the Magen Avraham. Uperis adum and shekayim posmikas, these are strawberries. Hagedolim betoy chayaris, they used to grow wildly in the forest. Even those that you plant and you grow in your garden. You should make a bayir pri adama. Now, so we're going to have to understand why. So far we said that these blackberries, according to the Magen Avraham, would be an eitz. The strawberries would be an adama. Now, however, on these kind of branches, and I'm going to explain it to you in a moment why these kind of branches that is questionable eitz adama, kind of branch are questionable being eitz of adama, you should make a hadama. But if you made an eitz, now it's questionable, because the problem is this is you have many shitas to hold its adama. Some hold it's an eitz. So now I made the bracha, I can eat based on the shitas that you can that it's a eitz, but according to the shitas that it's not an eitz, I can't eat. So what should you do? Eat a drop, but don't eat more, because you're only eating in order to not have a bracha levatala, but you can't go ahead and eat more. Now here's, we're going to get into what's the svaras behind it. What happens when you have fruit that grows on very small trees? Even though they're under three tvachim, k'moy yagdish, like blueberries, okay, shchayrim, the black ones. Our blueberry trees grow much higher, so this wouldn't be applicable, and that's why our blueberries is definitely eitz. Now, that was the same reason on the raspberries. The Magen Avraham knows holds a bayir pri eitz. Ach oilam nagel levarach bayir adama, ve'efsha the time in the lechashiva kol kach pri. So basically, we're coming out as this. You have these very, very low bushes. Now, they meet the characteristics that we said so far. They meet the characteristics that the trunk, so to speak, and the branches don't die every year, and it produces new ones the following season. They survive season to season. You have the, on the other hand, you have the, and the good fruit. Okay, so you have all those reasons, and that's why some hold it to eight. However, the others who hold, because they're very, very low to the ground, they're not considered a fruit as much, and therefore you should make a hadama. So there falls in. Take, for example, raspberries. Raspberries grow on these long vines, and blackberries the same way, that technically, unless they're being held up by something, they're under three tefachim. And therefore, we would make a hadama on it and not ha'etz. Remember, when we have a shaila, we have two shitas, ha'etz and hadama, we're always going to go with the hadama because hadama satisfies the ha'etz people. The ha'etz people does not satisfy the hadama people. Umine yagdash, which is blueberries, the zerevenos, which is cranberries, shemoitzitzim hena mashke v'zerkin ha'klipa. So these weren't necessarily the blueberries we have. These were cranberries and blueberries that you would suck on the fruit just to take out the liquid, and you would throw out the actual fruit. I guess the fruit wasn't very edible. Okay. Yesh deyas ben achayim revarachal and bayir p'adamah. Some hold it's a bayir p'adamah. Or yishahakal, and the others hold it's a hakal. Aval al ha-kolinus. The kolinus, which is the some sort of red fruit that used to grow in bunches on a very, very tall tree, and they were very, very bitter. So again, I don't know what they are, but there were these bunches, almost like imagine grapes, of this red fruit that grew on very high trees, but they were extremely, extremely bitter. Av shegedilim be'ilon, even though they grow in a tree, v'vadi yeshavach shahakel, she'en ha'oichel roya klal, they're really not good to eat. V'afilim be'leim, ha'klipa v'agrina, mikol mokam ha'libemes, ha'klipa v'agrina, ein ru l'achila klal, they're really not. So this flips back to the other reason, they're really not good. Since they're really not good, we don't make that that bracha on it. So just to really sum up over here, everything we said right now, is in order for something to be ha'etz, it had to meet certain requirements. Some of those requirements, amongst others, are that the tree should last year to year. The other requirement is that they have to be good to fruit. And the other requirement is that they have to be a tree that grows over three tefachim. If it meets all those requirements, then it would be an eight. If it doesn't meet all those requirements, we are going to make a hadama on it. Now, there's an interesting, now you got to realize that within these questions, sometimes there's not a shaila, it's a hadama. And if you made an eight, you're totally not yaitza. Other times, it seems to be machloikis, and there's shitas like this, shitas like that. And therefore, if you made an eight, you should eat some of it because you were yaitza. In certain cases, maybe you could continue to eating because there's many shitas older to eight. But in most of these cases, that is not the case. Now, interesting, I brought this up last week. I had no idea, so I'm going to bring it up again. Papayas, right? Now, papayas is very, very interesting. Papayas are considered, it seems, I didn't speak to the Rav about it, he was away, but it seems that papayas are a hadama, at least according to every shita that kamat every shita that I saw. Now, papayas is really hadama for a different reason than a banana. So a lot of people said it's a papaya just like bananas, but it's not true. Papayas have a very, very tall trunk that grow very, very tall. However, they do not have the branches that come out of it. The fruit essentially comes out of the trunk itself, which is a hollow trunk, like almost like a tall bamboo stick that has papayas growing out of it. And there's leaves also, but it has papayas growing out of it. Second of all, actually, from a scientific perspective, papayas are actually viewed as an herb, not as a fruit tree, but as an herb. So papayas are hadama. Now, papayas, it seems that the halacha is that we don't keep arla on papayas. Now, but the fact that we don't keep arla on papayas, that means that we're clearly paskening that it is a not a fruit, but it is actually a hadama, pre-hadama. Since we're saying that we don't have to keep arla, now if that's actually the case, that means we're very, very confident in this hadama part. Now, if that's the case, if you made an eitz on it, you would really not be yitz, so you wouldn't be able to eat at all. Last point that I want to bring up is actually interesting. We don't paskin this way at all, but there are those who paskin that a eggplant is a fruit. Now, if an eggplant, why do they feel eggplants are fruit? First of all, they do grow taller. Second of all, it seems that eggplant, which I didn't know, I'll tell you why I didn't know, eggplants can last 3 years. An eggplant bush actually lasts for about 3 years. And however, so the Ashit is a whole that therefore eggplant is considered a fruit. And since eggplant is considered a fruit, you have to keep Arla, which would mean that you can never eat eggplant. It's not a shiloh of the bracha. Since you need 3 years of Arla, you can never actually keep, you can never actually eat eggplants according to Shita. Lamaisa, obviously, we don't pass in this way. Proof is that you've never been to a restaurant in Israel that doesn't have tzatzilim. So clearly, we don't pass in this way. And we pass in that eggplant is a fruit. Many, amongst other reasons, they actually say that is besides the fact, like papaya, that eggplant produces fruit on the first year that you plant it, which is one of the things that makes it not into a fruit tree, because most fruit trees do not produce fruit on the first year. Second of all, on an eggplant, each subsequent year, the fruit on it or the vegetable on it becomes less tasty. It declines versus improves over time. Fruit trees, the first couple of years, the years of Arla, typically the fruit wouldn't be good anyway. It takes a couple of years till it's mature enough to most fruit trees until it produces good fruit, unlike eggplant, which the best year is the first year. So lemaisa, we pass him an eggplant is a fruit, but think about how all the dip stores would be out of business if eggplant was actually a fruit and we can never eat them. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mirat Hashem, we will start with Sif Gimel tomorrow.